Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you. Your words have a lot of power. Think about that.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the word.
God's word. Speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, A Time for New Beginnings.
Speak the word.
We have so much power and authority living on the inside of us. We just have to walk in it and believe. It's already ours. All we have to do is believe it and walk in it. Praise God. God uses a sword to refer to how sharp His word is. He says in His word that His word is sharper than a two-edged sword. And that's sharp. He said, for the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. He says it is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, soul, and spirit, and of joints and marrow, of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purpose of the heart. Hallelujah. He mentions the sword also in Ephesians 6:17. He says, put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The Amplified Bible says, wield the sword of the Spirit. Believe it or not, Satan, the only thing that he's fearful of is this, your tongue. He's fearful of your tongue. He's fearful when you're praising the Lord, and he's fearful when you're speaking God's word, because that's the only thing that will defeat him. That's the only thing that will keep him away from you and off of you is the word of God. Praise the Lord. In Psalms 103, he says, praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands. Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels. How many angels? He said, armies. Armies of angels who serve him and do his will. Let all that I am, he said, praise the Lord. Think about that. Every time you speak of God's word, the angels are there to carry it out. And so is God, according to Jeremiah 1:12. So regardless of what it looks like in the natural, God's word is working. And I believe that is where most Christians run into trouble and where the devil attacks their minds, saints. Because we can't see anything happening, we don't think God heard us. I've been guilty of that too. How many times have you planted a seed and seen it come up the next day? You know, I think about it when Jesus cursed the fig tree. There was no evidence, was there, till the next day? Because the evidence was under the ground. You know, it was working. But it was cursed, it was dead, the moment that Jesus spoke to it. But it wasn't until the next day that his disciples noticed that it was dead. They said, look, Master, the tree that you spoke to yesterday is dead. And then that's when Jesus said, have faith in God. You know what he said? Have faith in God. In other words, he said, have faith in your words. Have faith in what you speak. Praise the Lord. Even though we can't see it, we believe his word is working. Praise God. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, it says, the righteous live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. As a matter of fact, walking by sight is going to cause you to fall. It's going to be just kind of like Peter did when he took his eyes off of the Lord. He sank. And that's what's going to happen to us too, if we take our eyes off the Lord. God showed me in Job 15:6, he said, how it was us condemning ourselves with our mouths and not him. He said, yes, he said, your own mouth condemns you and not I. Yes, your lips testify against you. In Proverbs 6:2, he told me how we're snared by their words. He said that we're trapped by the words coming out of our own mouths. How we can keep sickness on our bodies. He told me how we can keep sickness on our bodies with our words, and how we can stay broken in light because of our mouths. Brothers and sisters, I began to get a revelation of this truth. At the time I was born again, I only knew a couple of scriptures, mostly John 3:16. I had been going to church for years and years, but I never read the Bible or even listened to much of the Word, which goes to show you can be in church every week and sit on the front pew and still not be familiar with the Word of God. You can even be a tongue talker and still not have a relationship with our Lord. Going to church alone will not guarantee you a relationship with the Lord, but getting into His Word and becoming a doer of it will, according to James 1:22. Are you hearing me? This should be a year of new beginnings for all of you. It should be a year of getting into the Word and becoming a doer of it. It should be a year of great harvest. It should be a year of deliverance and breakthroughs. Let this be a year of speaking His Word and praising Him, giving Him all the glory, saints. I began to read about how powerful His Word is. I began to speak His Word over everything. I spoke to sickness, pain, debts, you name it. I spoke to it, and I still do. Saints, we can take God's Word and apply it to any situation in our life. It doesn't matter what it is. God has a Word for it. If you're sick in your body, He has a Word, according to 1 Peter 2:24. If you need a job, He has a Word for you. If you need a promotion, He has it. He tells you in Psalm 75:6 that He is the one that promotes. He's the one that lifts up one and puts down another. So He's the one that really that gives us the promotions and not man. Remember, we sow with the words of our mouths. God is not lacking in words for us, and He's not keeping anything from us. We don't always go to Him with our problems. I know that. I don't always either. We don't always give the Lord the opportunity to help us. As a matter of fact, most of us try to do it ourselves first. Kind of like a small kid trying to put his clothes on or tie his shoes. After a few attempts, and when all else fails, we seek Him. We seek the hand of the Lord. It should be the other way around. It should be Him first. It should always be Him first. In Luke 12:31, it says, seek the kingdom of God above all else, and He will give you anything that you need. He says, so don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. I know that I've shared this testimony before, but I'd like to share it again. I'm sure there are new listeners that have not heard it. I remember 20 years ago when my husband passed away and how the bills just kept coming in. Some of you can probably relate to that, especially the first of the year. The bills just kept coming in. They just keep piling up, getting higher and higher. I prayed over them and nothing happened. But then God, praise God, He gave me a word. A rhema word. He gave me a golden nugget. Praise God. The Lord gave me 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. It says, this is about the widow woman whose husband had died and how the creditors had come to take her two sons for the debt. And I'm not going to read all those verses to you, but when most of us are familiar with how she cried out to the prophet Elijah for help and how he came to help her and wanted to know what she had in her hand, you know, and we know that she borrowed all these containers, and he filled it up with oil, and she paid off her debts and everything. The Lord said that the hospital was my creditor. The Lord told me some things to do, and I did them. Saints, it's very important to be obedient, to do as the Lord asks you, no matter what it sounds like. A friend had come to me for help soon after his death on a Wednesday or a Thursday, not sure. At the time she came and asked for help, I had no idea of how I was going to survive and what I had to survive on. I did what the Lord impressed upon me to do. I loaned her the money. And shortly after that, the Lord impressed upon me the following Sunday to cancel her debt, and I did. Her debt was $500. Mine was $100,000. Mine was canceled on Monday. As I was writing this testimony, the Lord impressed upon me that it was canceled the same day. He said, for it takes a few days for the mail to arrive. I got it on Monday, but it was canceled on Thursday. The moment I acted on the Word, the moment that you act on the Word is the moment that it happens. Praise God. Are you hearing me?
Speak the Word to your body.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back to pray for you. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speaktheWordMinistry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank You that You are a God of new beginnings, and according to Deuteronomy 11:12, You have blessed us with a land for which the Lord our God cares. The eyes of the Lord of our God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. I thank You, Lord, that You have Your eyes upon us at all times, and You keep us as the apple of Your eye. O Lord, help us to understand that we must stop listening to the lies of the enemy and be the sheep that follows the good shepherd. You said, Lord, that the sheep follow the shepherd because they know his voice, and they'll not follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. I declare today that I am a sheep, and I'll not follow strange voices. I will only follow the voice of the good shepherd, and no longer be taken in and deceived by the enemy's lies. For he is a liar, and the truth is not in him. I am giving myself wholly to the Word of God and to the Spirit of God, and therefore I will only have ears for the Good Shepherd. In the name of Jesus I pray, amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance, that mountain can't stand against the Word of God, against the Word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.